This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Yuma, tape number 4. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis, or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information about the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Monsey, New York, 10952, or call us at 1-888-DAF-YOMI.
Memory of Harav Yehuda Aryeh ben Harav Yaakov Tovia Halevi Heber, Zichrono Livracha. Our Magid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
This tape is in the Sechlus Yuma, on the last blot of the 7th Perek, Daf Ayin Gimel. Rav Dimi had said that the Kayan who goes out to war, to the milchama, in other words, the chief chaplain, he does not wear 4 begadim, but rather he wears the 8 begadim of the kohen gadol, and he is called a meshuach milchama. When this kohen meshuach milchama retires, he does not move down to 4 begadim, but he can continue to wear the 8 begadim even after he retires. This is since we say, Mailin b'kodesh v'ein marid. The Gemara then brings down numerous nafkaminas between a kohen gadol and a kohen hedyot. A kohen gadol, when he's an avel, he cannot be metama for one of the 7 close relatives. Mashen ken a kohen hedyot is allowed to. The kohen gadol is not allowed to do regular kriya, and he doesn't let his hair grow. He's also not allowed to marry even an almana. We know a regular kohen is only not allowed to marry a grusha, but a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry a grusha or an almana. Also, when the kohen gadol dies, the reitzeach, who is in one of the arei miklat, is able to come back to his city. He also does the avoda when he's an einan. He's also allowed to choose any portion of meat that he wants. The kohen gadol wears 8 begadim instead of 4 begadim, and only the kohen gadol is allowed to do the avoda of Yom Kippur. Now, 5 of these halachas that we said regarding a kohen gadol also apply to the meshuach milchama, those which are related to avelus and marriage. The Gemara says, inside the chayshin, inside the breastplate, was the urim v'tumim. This was a piece of parchment with the shema mafarish on it, and if the kohen gadol was on the right madrega, he could answer questions via the letters of the shvatim which were on it. The Urim V'Tumim was only available during the first Beis HaMikdash, but was not around during the second Beis HaMikdash. Questions directed to the Urim V'Tumim for the Kohen Gadol must be asked quietly, and only to the Kohen Gadol. And he should only ask one question to the Urim V'Tumim, not 2. The Gemara says that although some Gzeris are allowed to be changed, but not those that come out of the Urim V'Tumim. The word Urim V'Tumim come from the words Urim, which means enlighten words, and the word tumim, which means complete, in other words, the words are fulfilled. How did the Urim V'Tumim work? It signaled an answer with its letters. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the letters protruded. They protruded, scrambled, and they would have to then put together the letters to figure out what the answer was. The Ramban in Chumash said not only did the letters protrude, but they also lit up. Reish Lakish learns that the letters actually came together to form words. The Gemara says that the names of the Shvatim were on the Urim V'Tumim, and these names covered all the different potential letters of the Aleph Beis, but the names of the 3 Avos were also on there. These 3 names took care of the Tzadik, the Ches, and the Kuf, which were not letters that were in the 12 Shvatim. What about the letter Tes? This was included in the word Shiftei Yeshurun, which was also there. And finally, the Gemara says, only a Kayan with Ruach HaKodesh could get answers from the Urim V'Tumim. And finally, private people were not allowed to ask questions, but only if there were major issues, those could be answered to the Urim V'Tumim. This marks the end of the 7th Perek. Now we will begin the final Perek of Yuma, the 8th Perek, Perek Yom HaKippur. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that on Yom Kippur, it is usher to eat, to drink, to wash, to anoint the body, to wear shoes, and to have marital relations. Rabbi Eliezer says that there are 3 exceptions to this rule. A king is allowed to wash their face. A kala who is within 30 days of her chasana is allowed to wash her face. And a woman who has given birth in the last 30 days is allowed to wear shoes. The Chachamim say that these 3 particular cases are usur. Now here we have an interesting exception to the rule of Yachid v'Rabim Halacha k'Rabim. Here, most Rishayim do not paskin like the Rabim, like the Chachamim, but rather like Rebbe Eliezer. And although the Mishnah Brura says, interestingly enough, against this halacha, that today we say that a kala is not allowed to wash her face after the chasana, since the fact that she is in shul all day, she's not going to see her husband anyway, so we don't have this chash that she may turn off her husband if she's not able to wash her face. If a person eats food the size of a large date, kikaiseves, then we say that he's chayef, or if he drinks more than a moly lugmav, he's chayef. Normally we know that a shear regarding food is a shear of a kezias. We learn this from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Dalet. But here we say it's even more than a kezias, since relieving affliction is the key. And in order to relieve affliction, you need more than a kezias. The Mishnah also says that all items can be mitzdarif to reach this particular shear. However, a combination of food and drink cannot be mitzdarif to reach a shear. The Gemara says that the lashon of the Mishnah, which says osur, is not really clear. Here it's not just an isser if he does one of these things, but in fact if he eats or drinks, he's chayev karas. So the Gemara answers, this is referring to chatzi shir. Although chatzi shir does not carry with it a einish of karas, but it does carry an isser. And we know that there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says chatzi shir is osser min atayra, but Reish Lakish says chatzi shir is mutter min atayra, but only osser min rabbanan. We pass him like Rabbi Yochanan that chatzi shir is osser min atayra. The Gemara says that if a person makes a shvua to be mekayim, a pre-existing mitzvah, and he breaks this particular promise, he is patur from bringing the normal karban, which is a karban oila v'yared. Since every shvua must be an itzer bil'averhein, meaning that if he made the shvua in the negative term, he would also be chayev in a karban. For example, if he said, I swear I will not do the particular mitzvah, this isn't chal at all, so here too he is considered patur. Dafayin dalet. By Edim, the Torah says, V'omdu shnei ha'anashim. This is referring to a case of riv, an argument. And the Gemara in Shavuos learns that Edim must stand when they give testimony. The Gemara says that kings are excluded from Edus, and in Rabbanan, people who are mesachik bekuvya for a livelihood are also posel le'edus. The Gemara says that the Isur of Karis, on Yom Kippur, is only for Achila, Shasiya, and Malacha. The others are only considered Isurim, but do not carry with them a chiyav of Karis. The parish in Vayikra, known as Teres Kohanim, was also called the Sifra de Beirav, because it was known everywhere. The Svarim in Bamidbar and Devarim were called the Sha'ar Sifrei de Beirav. In Bamidbar, we learn the other Isurim, Rechitza, etc., from the pasuk of Shabbos, Shabboson, Hilachem, the Inisem Esnaf Shesechem. The Shabboson by Shabbos is an Esmachta to teach us that Isurim de Rabbanan are also Asur on Shabbos, for example, like climbing a tree. So the same thing by Yom Kippur. Shabboson comes to include additional inuyim. Rashi and the Rush learn that these additional inuyim, rechitza, sicha, nilas hasandal, and tashmish hamita, are only aser midrabbanan, but the Ran learns that these are also aser midaraisa. Tanu esnaf shoseicha, afflicting one's soul. I would think that a person should do something like suffering, sitting in the sun. Do something active. That's how you suffer on Yom Kippur. Kamash Milan, this teaches us that it should be something passive and not something active. What is this passive thing? That you should not eat or drink on Yom Kippur. Inui is compared to Malacha on Yom Kippur across a number of elements to learn this drasha. The Inui of Yom Kippur must come and it has to cause Avedis Hanefesh. This only comes from not eating and drinking. We also learn the Inui of Achila and Shasiya from the Mun. The affliction was that they only had it for one day. They did not have it for the next day. And we know, Ein adayma mishi yesh le pas besaloi, lemisha ein le pas besaloi, a klal that we've heard in other places in Yuma before. And since on that one day they only had food for that day, but not for other days, this was a little bit of inui. And also we know, Ein adayma mishi raya v'eichel, lemisha ein raya v'eichel. This teaches that if a person doesn't actually see it, he has inui. So we see that the pleasure is not as great, since by man, you tasted whatever you wanted to, but rather you did not necessarily see what it was, therefore that was considered some form of inui. The Gemara says that it's best not to eat in the dark. And then the Gemara says we see that blind people don't enjoy eating as much since they can't see. And we say that sometimes seeing food is more of a hana than actually eating it. Reish Lakish says that sometimes the sight of an isha can gratify a person more than the maisa itself. And this is a lesson learned that a person must be very nizer in this. As the pasuk says, Lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. Dafayin hei. If a person has worries about the future, Rav Ami says he should remove these thoughts from his mind. And Rav Asi says he should speak it over with friends to get their advice. The Aruch learns he should speak it over with friends. Pshat is that if you speak it over with friends, your friends will be mispal for you. We say that even though the Nachash was cursed to eat offer, this was kind of a mixed klala. It was a little bit of a bracha, since offer can be found anywhere. And even though the Isha was cursed, as we learn, harbe arbe, and in Erevin this refers to the dam nidus, still she has some sort of blessing, and the fact that everyone runs after her. The Gemara says when Klal Yisrael drew water in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave them small fish. After Karbalas HaTorah, Klal Yisrael was not allowed to marry relatives. And the Gemara says when Klal Yisrael ate man, they could taste or feel anything they wanted to, except the Chameshes Haminim. The man was white and round, and it kept Klal Yisrael from doing averis. It was made them remain white, since everyone feared that they wouldn't get the man the next day. Therefore, they were very careful not to do averis, so they wouldn't lose getting the man in future days. Tzadikim received their man at the entrance to their house, fully cooked. Beinanim had to go out of the machna to get it. However, it came in a form of dough, which was ready to cook. And Rishayim had it the hardest. They had to search very hard to find it, and when it came, they had to grind it in a mill. Together with the man, people received spices, perfumes for women, and precious stones and pearls. The taste of the man would change per the age and tastes of the eater. The Gemara says that it's proper derech eretz to eat meat only at night. Rebbe learns from Parshas Re'eh, V'zavachta asher tzibi sicha, and since tzibi sicha means that it's commanded somewhere, and nowhere in the Torah does it actually say what was commanded, from here we learn that it is halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, that a behema requires shchitas raiv shnei simanim. When you shecht a behema, you have to shecht raiv of two simanim, raiv of the kana, the windpipe, and the veshet, the food pipe. But an oif only requires raiv shchita of one siman. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina says that we learn from Parshas Beshalach that there was dew on both the top and underneath the man. The man was a lechem shamalachim and was fully absorbed in all 248 evarim of the body. The Gemara says that the area of Klal Yisrael's camp was the size of three parsois. If someone needed to tend to bodily needs, he would need to go outside to the area behind the machna, Dafayin Vav. Yehoshua merited a special Yerides Haman, especially for himself. And the Gemara asks, why did the man fall every day instead of once a year, like any other grain? So the Gemara answers, it's a mashal of a father who gave his son food once per year. Therefore, his son only came to visit him once a year. So Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to visit him every single day via tefillah and tshuva, therefore he made sure the man fell every single day. Also the Gemara answers that it fell every day so it would be fresh every day. And finally, Hashem didn't want to bother Klal Yisrael to be burdened to carry large supplies with them all the time, therefore he let it fall every day where they would only have to pick up a little bit of it. Rebbe Elazar Hamodoi said that man was 60 amas high, that's how it fell. This is a very difficult pshat. The Gemara says that Midas Toiva is greater than Midas Peronius, since as we see in Parshas Kisisa, Noitzer Chesed Lo Alofim, that Hashem remembers good deeds for 2,000 generations, Mashenkim by Averis, he only remembers them for 4 generations. He has Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael, as we see from the Pasuk, Poiked Avoin Avos, Al Bonim, Al Shileshim, V'Al Ribeim, only for 4 generations. The Gemara says that the man would rise until all kings, both east and west, could see it, as we see regarding our enemies from Tehillim, Tarech, Lefonei Shulchan, Neged, Tzorirei. As we see from the Gemara in Psachim and Daf Kuf Yotes Amid Beis, the Asid Lavai in a big Seuda that we're going to make, the Kais of Birchas HaMazon will be given and be mechubid to David HaMelech. Regarding Yom Kippur, Inui is mentioned 5 times in the Torah. This is where we learn about the 5 Inuyim. We know from the Mishnah that there are 6 Inuyim. We say that Shesia is Bichlal Achila. This forms 1 big Inui. Therefore, the 5 are Achila and Shesia, which is 1, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, and Tashmish Hamita. The Gemara says that tirosh is really wine, but it is sometimes used as a term of eating. This equates eating and drinking into one klal, shesia bechlal achila, v'yachalta lifnei Hashem alakecha, maaser degoncha, tirosh, etc. The Gemara says that wine brings out secrets from inside of people. Nichnas yayin, yatza soid, as Rashi says. Wine is called yayin because it brings yalola, moaning and wailing, as we see in Shir HaShirim, yimtze'eyu be'eretz midbar uvesayhu Yelel Yishimai. The Gemara says wine is called Tiresh because of Rush, Resh, Shin, a person who gets out of control supporting this particular habit. And we say that if a person drinks the right amount of wine, he becomes a Resh, a leader. Mashenkin, if he drinks the wrong amount, he becomes Rush, impoverished. This is learned from the Kri and the Ksiv of Tiresh, with or without Avav. Rava said that wine and pleasant scents made him a Chacham. And abstaining, the Gemara says, abstaining from sicha, from anointing, we learn from Daniel, the sach loy sachti. This was his inoy. Rechitza we learn from Tehillim, the save kamayim bekirvoy, the chashemen meatz meisav. We have a hekesh between the two. Just like sicha is considered an inoy, so is rechitza. There was a general question in the Rishayim if we say sicha kishasiya. In other words, is rubbing something which is usur to eat mutter or not to rub? We learn in Taisvis Daf Ayin Zayin Divrei Amaskel Ditnan is mashma that although chelev is usur ba'achila, but it is mutter to rub into the body. Since the only time we say sicha kishasiya is by Yom Kippur, truma and isure hana. Other people disagree with this, and the nafkamina would be if soap, for example, which is made out of chelev, has to be kosher or not. Because if you're not allowed to rub it in your body, you are not allowed to use it. Ashenkin, if you are allowed to rub it, you would be allowed to use it. There's a machlekes rishayim if other inuyim are considered aser midaraisa, or only midarabanan. As we've mentioned, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rush, etc. hold these are considered aser midarabanan, but the Ran holds it's considered aser midaraisa. The Taisvus Shoshanim brings a raya from our Mishnah that these are only aser midarabanan. If it's aser midaraisa, how can we say that a kala or a melech is allowed to wash on Yom Kippur? If it would be aser midaraisa, there wouldn't be this heter. But he answers, maybe the daraisa is only for washing the entire body. But if a person only washes specific parts, specific evarim of his body, then these are only aser midarabanan. That's why these particular cases are mutter, the kala and the melech. The Argadol, the Minska Rav, which has a perish in the Yochin Abayas, asks the following question. We learned on Daf Ayin Dalet that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir is aser minatara. If this is so, then Rechitzas Kol Haguf, if Rechitzas Kol Haguf is aser midaraisa, so washing a face, which is like Chatzi Shir, would also be aser midaraisa. So how can we say that these are only aser midarabanan? So the Sefer Emek Bracha gives the following teretz. If Rechitzas Kol Haguf is aser minatara, Rechitzas Aponim would not be aser minatara. Why not? Because we say Chatzi Shir is only a case where qualitatively you have the full Isser, but quantitatively you're just missing some quantity. You have the full force of the Isser, but you only have a quantity that's half of the Shir to create the Isser. Mashenkin over here, qualitatively, Rechitzas Kol Haguf is completely different from Rechitzas Aponim in terms of Tainik. We know this. If a person washes his face versus if a person takes a shower, there's a very big difference between those two and how a person feels. Therefore, rechitza of Eivar Echad would not be considered a Chatzi Shir. It would be Mutar Min HaTorah because you don't even say it's considered Chatzi Shir because it's in a whole different world qualitatively as rechitza's Kol Haguf, which is Aser Midaraisa. Yecheskel HaNavi saw a lot of acts of Avodah Zarah in his dreams. And the Malach Michael is always considered the Malach who comes to the defense of Klal Yisrael. Dafayin Zayin. Hashem wanted to consume Yerushalayim because of this Avodah Zarah, and the Malach Gavriel was the one who actually threw the coals on Yerushalayim. The Gemara says that the Tsar of Paras got Rishus from Hashem to collect taxes from Klal Yisrael, even from the Chachamim. It was said that all of the Chachmei Umas Ha'elam would be on one side of a scale, and Daniel would be on the other side of the scale. Wouldn't Daniel outweigh all of them? So with this, the Malachim were able to negate all of this Klala of Paras. The Gemara says that the Isser of Ne'ilas HaSandal, we learn from David HaMelech, because it says, Vuhu Hoylech Yachef. Yachef means barefoot of shoes. We say that Tashmish is also an Inui, and is Aser on Yom Kippur. We learn this from Lavan and Yaakov. Im Tanez Benoisai, Vim Tikach Noshim Al Benoisai. If you will afflict them with the lack of Tashmish. So this means Tashmish is equal to Inui. The lack of Tashmish is equal to Inui. We say that a person on Yom Kippur cannot wash his whole body, or any part of it. However, if he's dirty, then he is allowed to wash as usual, because this is not considered tainuk. We say that sicha is aser to all of the body, or just to one part of the body. But if he's a chayla, even if it's a chayla she'en by sakana, then it's okay, since again, this is not considered tainuk. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, a person can wash one hand in order to give a child bread, because there's a chashash of sakana. And Taisvis, Rabbeinu Tam and Taisvis learned that everyone on Yom Kippur is allowed to wash Negelbasser in the morning due to the chshash of Ruach Ra. We say that if one is greeting a parent or a Rebbe, then he's allowed to wash with water on Yom Kippur. And finally, the Gemara says, La'asid Lavai, there will be a nachal of water leading from the Kodesh Kodashim that will start small, but will get bigger when it gets to the base, David. Daf Ayin Ches. A person should not walk on Shabbos through water with loose shoes, with sandals, since they may fall off, and then a person will come to carry Dalat Amas Bershus HaRavim. Taisvis learns that a Nida becomes Tahar via a Mikvah from numerous places, including the words Mei Nida in the Torah. The Gemara says that it is Mutar on Yom Kippur to cool off by putting your hands on cold fruits or on other cool items. We know from Parshas Re'eh that when a firstborn is born, we need to wait for it to get a mum before we can shecht it. And a Talmud Chacham must paskin as to if it is enough of a mum in order to allow it to be classified as chulin. This Talmud Chacham must have smicha to paskin the shaila, even if he's a member of the Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that a shoe made of non-leather, in other words, made of reeds, for example, is mutter to wear on Yom Kippur, and this is how we paskin today. The wearing of an artificial leg on Shabbos, as we learn from Masechta Shabbos Daf Samachei, is a machlekes if it's okay to wear because of haitzah. Rameir says that it's mutter, Rabbi Yossi says that it is usser. But on Yom Kippur, everyone agrees that it is usser. The Gemara says, since kids don't need ne'ilas ha-sandal on Yom Kippur, we should not let them wear shoes, mash'en kein for rechitza and sicha, which they need for development and cleanliness, it's mutter for them on Yom Kippur. And in fact, we're even allowed to do it for them on Yom Kippur. The Magen Avraham says that it's better not to do this even for children. The Gemara says that in those days, it was okay for a kala and a melech to be able to wash their faces. Why? A melech b'yafyoi techezena, because the pasuk says that. And a kala is allowed to wash within 30 days, because kala kadei shloi tiskana al bala, so she should not be mias to her husband. Today, however, we don't have the heter for this, in terms of a kala, because everyone is in shul, and a kala is not going to see her husband anyway on Yom Kippur, so there's not a chashash of this, therefore a kala is not allowed to do that. However, we say that a kala, for the first 30 days after her marriage, is allowed to wear tachshitim, even if she is an ovel. Dafayan Tess. Rav Papa asks, how much volume is equal to a kakaiseves, to a date? Is this the shear of a date with or without a pit? According to Rashi, which is how we paskin, it's equal to one date with its one pit. According to Taisvis, it's one date, its pit, plus another pit. The Gemara says that although on Sukkot, lechatchila, achilas arai is mutter outside of the sukkah, it's nice to be machmer, as we see from the Gemara in Sukkot, daf chav vav, in the Maisa of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabban Gamliel. However, Rabbi Tzadok ate bread, pachas mikabetza, outside of the sukkah. He didn't wash and he didn't bench either. Why not? He didn't wash, since we see in Taisvis in Psachim daf lamed gimel, a pachas mikabeya of pas is not mekabel tuma. Therefore, no lentilas yadayim is needed. And today it's a machlekes if one needs to wash if he eats pachas mikabeya. There was no birchas hamazon, since the chi of a birchas hamazon is only if you eat more than a kabeya, according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, from this action of Rabban Gamliel by sukkah, we learn the shear of kakeseves hagasa. Two average dates are less than a kabeya, but one large date plus its pit is a little more than a kabeya. This is the shear for Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, fruit, even a lot of it, can be eaten lechatchila outside of the sukkah, peri loboi sukkah. But alternatively, a person cannot fulfill a su'uda of sukkahs with fruit, because those two go hand in hand. From here, Taisus wants to learn that one cannot be mekayim the su'uda of shalashuddas, which we see in Masechta Shabbos daf Kufyud Zion. He cannot be mekayim this on Shabbos with peris either, since peris are not considered a su'uda. But since one must eat cake in a sukkah, because we know a person is not allowed to eat cake outside of a sukkah, it would imply that one can be mekayim shalashuddas with cake. Taisus says no, since by mun it says hayoim three times, which is the drasha for shalash sudas. Therefore, it must be a suda of pas, just like the mun was. In Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Tzadik Aleph, we say lechatchila, we should be mekayim shalashuddas with pas. The Mechaber brings the Yesh Ayrim that says you can be mekayim with chameshes haminim. Another Yesh Ayrim which says you can be Mekayim with meat, and another Yesh Ayrim which says you can be Mekayim Shalashuddas even with fruit. But of course, the best way is to do it with pas. The Pasuk V'achalta V'savata teaches us the Chiyav of Birkas Hamazon. The Shir for this, according to Reb Meir, is a minimum of a Kazayas. According to Reb Yehuda, it must be Achila Sheyeshba Seviyah, so it must be at least a Shir of a Beya. So if a Kebeya is equal to the Shir of a Seviyah, then the relief of Inoy must be less than a Kebeya. Therefore, Rav Zvid learns that the shear of Yom Kippur of Kekoseves Hagasa is less than a Kebeya. Taisvis on Amar Aleph learns, and he points out, that although we have a Machloikis by Bracha Achreina, if you need more or less than a Kebeya, all agree that a Bracha Rishayna is required even if a person eats just a Masho. Daf Pei. Rebbe says the normal shear for food is a Kazayas, except by Tumas Eichlin, where it's a Kebeya. The Gemara says that if the Torah isn't clear, if you take a larger or a smaller amount regarding a shear, we go after the smaller amount, since tafasta meruba loy tafasta, tafasta muat tafasta. The Gemara says that if a person eats chelev today, he should write it in his ledger. So later, when Mashiach comes, he can clarify exactly what the shear was. In general, regarding a kezias, we say that it is considered the size of a kezias benini. However, the bezdin of each generation makes the call as to exactly what size it is. The Gemara says that the shiurim that are needed to get a particular einish, all these different shiurim are considered halach l'meishim isina. We say that the shiur of mali lugma of anyam kippur means fully filled on one side of the mouth, although we have a Mishnah where we say that Beis Shammai says that that shiur is a person has to drink a revius, but Beis Hillel says the shiur is a mali lugma. The Gemara says that in order to be chayev anyam kippur, a person must eat the shiur of a food within the time of kedei achilas pras. This is the time that a person would take for a person to eat four eggs. The Gemara says that if a person eats meat with salt, or juice, or vegetable which has juice on it, then the salt or the juice can be mitzdarav to reach this particular shiur on Yom Kippur, since we say kol achshurei eichel is eichelu. If something gives taste to a food, then it's considered just like food. And finally we say that a zar who eats truma via achilas gasa, in other words, eats an awful lot of it, and this is therefore mazikim, then he's only chayav a karen, but he's not considered chayav a chaymish, since he really didn't eat anything. He just did it in order to be mazik himself. Daf Pe'alf. We have a Mishnah. If a person ate and drank b'shoigig in one state of forgetfulness, in other words, behelam echad, he's chayev one carbon. But if he ate and did melachas in one helam, then he has to bring two carbonas. And we say, if he drinks or eats things that are really not royal achila, then he's potter. The Gemara says that he's shamer in the Torah is equal to a lav. The Gemara also says that there is a special inyan of taisvus yom ha-kippurim. But you cannot be mechayev, mechuyev karas, during that particular time frame. In other words, if you do a malacha or if you eat during the 5 minutes before Yom Kippur, where you were Mekayim Taisvus Yom HaKippurim, you cannot be Mechuyev Karas. However, Mamish during Yom Kippur, if a person eats malacha, then he is Chayev in Karas, he is a Chayev Karas. The Gemara says, Kolo Eichel B'Chi'i Ma'ale Alav HaKosav Ki'ilu His'ana Chi'i Va'asiri. If a person ate on Erev Yom Kippur, it's considered like he fasted on both days. How do we see this? Because the pasuk says, "V'inisem eshnaf shoseichem betisha, ay v'chi betisha misanin." You don't fast on the ninth day. V'alei v'aser misanin. You fast on the tenth day. So what does this tell you? If you eat on the ninth day, it's considered as if you fast both the ninth day and the tenth day. The obvious question is, what's the purpose of this eating on Erev Yom Kippur? According to Rashi, the purpose is to prepare yourself for the fast. A person is getting ready to fast on a tainus. Therefore, he has to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so he will not be hungry on Yom Kippur. Rabbeinu Yoina says in Shari Tshuva that eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a matter of Sudas Yantav. We know that on Erev, every single Yantav, a person is mechuyev to eat Sudas, and since on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat, therefore the Suda you make up for that by doing it on Erev Yom Kippur. What are the nafkaminas between these two shitas? We have three nafkaminas. Number one, when you eat a Suda on Erev Yom Kippur, do you need to eat bread, or are you not mechuyev to eat bread at the Suda? According to Rashi Shita, you would not be mechuyev. Why? Since the whole Shita's Rashi is that the only reason you eat on Erev Yom Kippur is for Hachana. It doesn't matter what you eat. You can eat rice, you can eat potatoes, you can eat anything on Erev Yom Kippur. You don't have to bedavki eat bread. Therefore, according to Rashi, you would not have to eat bread. Mashiach, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, you would be mechuyev to eat bread. Why? Since on Erev Yom Kippur you're eating al Sudas Yantav. Therefore, Sudas Yantav requires bread. You'd be mechuyev to eat bread at the Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. A second nafkamina is regarding the Chakira of Rabbi Akiva Eger. He declares if Nashim are mechuyev to bedafka eat on Erev Yom Kippur also, just like men are. If you say al preparation, which is the shita of Rashi, they would also be mechuyev to prepare. Why? Since they're also mechuyev to fast on Yom Kippur, they also have to prepare on Erev Yom Kippur. However, if it's due to Sudas Yantav, then they'd be putter. Why? Since Sudas Yantav is considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And finally, we have a third nafkamina, which is from the Chasam Sofer. If a chayle sheyesh by sakana, who knows he will eat on Yom Kippur, must specifically eat a suda on Erev Yom Kippur. If it's al tzachana, then he would be pater, since there's nothing to prepare for. He's going to be eating on Yom Kippur. Bashenken, if it's al suda, he'd be chayef. Why? Since even when he eats on Yom Kippur, he won't eat a full suda on Yom Kippur, but rather, he'll only eat less than a shear of kedei achilas pras. Therefore, he must fill the mitzvah suda on Erev Yom Kippur with a full suda.